Well, it is official. Legislation to give almost $200 million to Detroit is now headed to Governor Rick Snyder's desk. The money is to prevent deep cuts to retiree pensions and the sale of art from the Detroit Institute of Arts. Jack, what does this legislation say about the state's relationship with our biggest city?
Well, it's sort of a good news thing in a way. In fact, as Senator Randy Richardville, the Senate Majority Leader, said, the only thing separating Detroit and Michigan is a comma. It indicates a realization that we're sort of all in this together. But it's important to remember this is not a done deal. The governor, of course, is going to sign this, but the grand bargain still has to be approved by active workers and retirees who are being asked to take some pension cuts, not as many as would be imposed otherwise, and it's not clear if they'll vote for it. We won't know until July 11th. And then, of course, U.S. bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes has to accept the whole deal. So it is a very positive sign, but we're not completely out of the woods yet as far as Detroit's concerned.
Let's talk about the UAW. The United Auto Workers voted yesterday to raise dues for the first time in nearly 50 years. Fill us in on what's happening here with the union.
Well, this is a union that's in crisis. It's been in crisis for some time. Its membership is now less than 400,000. It was four times that in the 1970s, almost four times that. A lot of these UAW workers today are not in the automotive industry itself. And the big question is sort of survival. Now, outgoing President Bob King staked his future on being able to organize a so-called transplant. So those are the factories built mainly in the South by foreign automakers like Nissan and Volkswagen. He failed completely, even in a Tennessee Volkswagen plant where Volkswagen wanted the workers to vote to join the UAW. They voted against it. So Bob King goes out a failure. They'll put sort of good words on that. His successor, Dennis Williams, the Secretary Treasurer of the UAW, has 4 years to try to do better. Now, they have stemmed the membership decline a little bit. In fact, numerically, they're up a tiny bit from where they were. But unless things change by maybe the end of next year, there'll be more auto workers in this country who are not members of the UAW than there are ones who are, and that is not a good trend.
And finally, Jack, legislators still cannot seem to agree on road funding. There was even a special Senate meeting this week to discuss road funding. Nothing seemed to move forward. Now, last week, lawmakers acted very quickly when it came to the minimum wage, but now we've been talking about roads for months. What is the holdup with roads?
Well, I've been very critical of the legislature, but let's give them some credit for something. They got two major things, the grand bargain and minimum wage, done in the last couple of weeks, plus they had this big conference at Mackinac where a lot of them were. But the problem with the roads is the Senate, again, sort of the leadership of Randy Richardville, has got a more realistic proposal where they would raise gas taxes to eventually produce about $1.5 billion a year, not right away, not for a couple of years, but that's sort of the minimum needed for the roads. The House is just wanting to cobble together maybe $400 million of existing revenues, which would not even slow to decline very much, would throw some asphalt in some potholes. And these two houses are far apart on this. The Senate proposal is much closer to Governor Snyder's proposal 2 years ago of $1.2 billion a year for 10 years. People say now you'll need more money than that. And one interesting thing that hasn't been much talked about is there's a lot of sentiment to greatly increase registration fees on these giant trucks, which are the main culprits in sort of pounding our roads in the gravel. So we'll see if they can come up with a compromise. They're very far apart, and these lawmakers want a break to run for re-election, and they don't want a break to run for re-election, many of them having just raised people's taxes. But on the other hand, polls show that fixing the roads is the one thing that people are willing to pay more taxes for. So hold on your hats. It'll be an interesting week or two.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
Thank you.